Take your Bibles, and we're going to be in the book of Psalms 119. We'll start at verse number 1 and read all the way through. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to be reading verses 162 through 165. Psalms 119, verses 162 through 165. We'll read these responsibly. I'll read the even verses, you'll read the odd verses. Psalms 119, 162 through 165. And we'll read this responsibly, pausing in punctuation. The Bible says, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And let's pray. Lord, I do thank you so much, Lord, just the reminder, what a glorious, glorious day that will be when we'll be able to see your face. And Lord, to see the nail-scarred hands, the nail-pierced hands, Lord, and just the blood, the sacrifice that you've shed for us, to be able to have heaven as a home one day. We ask you, please be with us, Lord, as we have the scriptures open and preacher preaches. Lord, help this not just to be another service where we listen and go home the same way, but Lord, would you do something in our hearts? Help us to learn from you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Keep your Bibles open. I'm going to come back to it. I need your attention for the first 5 minutes or so because the whole sermon hinges on you understanding the introduction. And I really believe with all my heart, I'm about to put my finger on something that could revolutionize your life. It'll help you in your home. It'll help you in your marriage. It'll help you with your relationships. It'll help you at work. It'll help you in every area of life. It'll help you children at school and different things. If you'll listen tonight, I believe I can teach you something from God's word that will revolutionize your life. But to you adults, I have to come at it from a different angle than I would for the children. We live in a time that is a product of what is called constructive criticism. Now hang on. This is a worldly philosophy, not a biblical philosophy. And it empowers people to express their negative opinions about everything. Everybody doing okay? Hang on. It's going to get warm from here. I just lit the fire. You will never see constructive criticism in any way in Scripture. It's not there. Matter of fact, it's diametrically opposed to Scripture. You see, God does not want his people going around looking for and talking about how they have a better way to do something. How they know more than somebody else. God has no respect for that. You see, God says just the opposite. I firmly believe that we do not praise other people properly because we don't praise God properly. Now hang on. How can we praise sinful sinners when we don't praise a sinless God? Man says, well, you've got a good thing, but I'm going to constructively criticize that because it shouldn't be done exactly that way. You need this, 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 and I can help you. You're lifting yourself up as your own God. Praise is the opposite of criticism. Praise is total opposite. Now, watch this. The only way you chase away criticism is with praise. The less you praise, the more you'll criticize. Guarantee it. You show me a church that's not happy, I'll show you a church that does not praise God. You show me a church that's always backbiting and got cliques and everybody's talking about everybody's problems, I'll show you a church that doesn't shout amen. I'll show you a church that when the preacher chooses a teacher for the school, he didn't have to have an administrative meeting with the board of deacons and get the church vote on who they bring in. And when we tell you who it is, y'all cheer and say, bless the Lord, praise God, when you going to be here? Amen. Can I tell you why? Because we've learned to praise God, not criticize. So, well, preacher, I wouldn't have hired that person. That's why you're not the preacher I am. Amen. Didn't ask for your opinion. Don't give it. Everybody doing all right? By the way, nobody has said that, so I'm not worried about it. You cannot and you will not praise others well until you learn to praise God right. I believe, now listen to this statement. I believe God gets weary with his children being negative and critical of each other. If you had more than one child, you know what I'm talking about. As they sit in the back seat for a long trip. That's my side of the seat. Don't touch it. Mom, Dad. You all know what I'm talking about. Pick, 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 pick. I think God gets just as tired of we Christians acting that way all the time. Let me point out all the negative things that I see. God never asked us to go around pointing out what we think is wrong. Show me one verse in that Bible where God told you to go tell everybody what wrong they're doing. You'll not find it. It's not there. You see, we've listened to the world's philosophies way too long. God knows that some things are not wrong, just different. I can think of a half a dozen different ways for me to get to my house from here. Brother Anthony found out in the snow there's a certain way you don't come from his house to come to church. Yeah, Cemetery Road in the snow. You say, why? He had to get pulled out of there the last snowstorm. I said, oh, I forgot to warn you about that. And there's many different ways. So I showed him several different ways to go around it and miss all the hills and the curves that are bent the wrong way so that you don't slide off into the ditches. Actually, he was drinking and he didn't tell anybody, but God knows that. Well, just because you don't go the way I would go doesn't mean it's a wrong way to go. There's nothing sinful about me going a different way home than the way you would choose to go. Everybody see where I'm coming from? It's not sinful. It may be different, but it's not sinful. It's not wrong. I'll get to the destination roughly at the same time, just from a different way. So, well, that's not the way I would go. Didn't ask you. Everybody doing okay? Now, hang on. We're going somewhere. Those are the things. We stand on doctrine. I'm not changing the doctrines of this book. Somebody gets up and says, you don't get saved by grace through faith, I'm going to knock them off the platform. Amen. Somebody gets up and says, the King James Bible is not the word of God, they're done preaching. My Bible's loaded, ready for a sermon, and they'll have one on the way out, and they're going to be sitting on the front row with their mouth shut and two guys on either side. I say, preacher, you wouldn't do that. Watch me. Somebody gets up and has bad doctrine, you better know I'm going to shut them up in a hurry. This is God's house, and I'm responsible for it. And I don't put up with that junk. Say, well, that wasn't real gentlemanly. It wasn't real gentlemanly for them to come spread bad doctrine. That's their choice, not mine. I've worked hard 43 years at this bad attitude. Don't push it. Now, wait a minute. But there are some things that we should stand on, but I don't care if you squeeze the tube of toothpaste in the middle, at the top, or at the bottom. Now, wait a minute. I don't care which way the toilet paper comes off the stupid roller. As long as it's there, and it doesn't matter. Why do we fuss and feud over things that don't matter? Everybody doing okay? We all have little things we would do differently than our spouse or our children. But it doesn't mean what they did was wrong. If I squeeze the tube of toothpaste in the middle and my wife rolls it up from the bottom, guess what? Either way, we got the teeth brushed. Amen. Everybody doing okay? The object is to get the toothpaste out of the tube, onto the brush, and into your mouth and clean the teeth. How we go about it doesn't matter to me. Everybody doing all right? All right. Now, constructive criticism. I'm about to say something. Are you ready? Constructive criticism is humanism. Where you play God, telling everybody that you know more than everybody else in that area. Constructive criticism is another name for humanism. Man being his own God. You see, you think you're the source of all knowledge. At least in that area. Do you know we all have something to learn? In every area. You see, wisdom says, the more I know, the more I need to learn. Wisdom doesn't say, I have arrived. Wisdom says, I have a long way to go yet. Wisdom doesn't say, I know the answer to every question, but I know where we can go to get the answer. You see, there are those that think they know it all. And they tell everybody. And they say, that's not how you do it. Well, just because somebody doesn't know the things the way I do them, doesn't mean they're wrong. Brother Anthony has no idea how to keep a schedule like I keep. Because I do it on paper. His is electronic. There's nothing sinful about it. It would be if it was mine, because I'd say words to that electronic thing and break it. I'd lose my temper over it. I don't expect him to keep his schedule like I do. As long as he's doing what he's supposed to do, when he's supposed to do it, where he's supposed to do it, why do I care how he does it? Everybody doing okay? I don't make my secretary keep her schedule the way I keep mine. Nobody keeps their schedule the way I do. I have a schedule book, sits on my desk, opened up 24 hours a day, 365 and a quarter days a year. Everything that goes on in my life goes into that book. By the way, I'm not late to my appointments. I'm not late to Sunday school. I'm not late to church. I'm not late to any appointment, and I still can keep a schedule that way. I don't have to have Siri, and your phone will probably go off, yes. I don't have to tell my stupid phone what to do for my schedule. I tell me what to do for my schedule. Amen. It's not my phone's job to tell me. It's my job, because that's how I keep my schedule. Everybody doing okay? And I'm not critical of those that do, but some of you are so reliant, if the power goes out or your battery goes dead, you won't know where to go. You can't even find your way home from work without your GPS. I have learned that wisdom says, the more I know, the more I need to learn. I was in my senior appointment. I talked about it in this morning sermon a little with Brother Hiles. He said, Brother Craig, he said, what's the greatest thing you learned thus far at college? Well, that's a loaded question. How do you take 3.5 years of Bible college and roll it into one answer? Brother Jim, I looked at him and I said, preacher, probably the greatest thing I've learned is I don't know much yet, and I got a lot to learn. He said, who told you to say that? I said, nobody. I said, you asked me. I didn't know what you were going to ask me. He said, wise answer. He said, son, if you'll keep that attitude, you'll go far in life. Well, I'm 56 years old. I've been out of Bible college an awfully long time, and I still have an awful lot to learn. And the more I learn, the more I realize I have to learn more. Amen. God's plan for us is to praise, not criticize. Amen. Not be negative. By the way, I'm going to make this statement. You don't have to write it down. You'll remember it. Praise is a command, not a request. Amen. Bless you. Look at Psalm 119, 164. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. God says we should praise him seven times a day. Ooh, we're going to get into this in a second here. You know, it's amazing to me. The more negative and critical we are, the less praise gets done. Two people can read the same news article. One's praising God, Jesus is coming back, and the other one's grumbling and complaining about how bad things are and we can't change America. The one that's grumbling and complaining isn't praising God, the other one's praising God. When I read things in the news, my first reaction is, it's getting closer. Yeehaw! Thank you, Jesus. I don't get all worked up over it. I get people to send me the very same article an hour later. Like, yeah, I just read that. Isn't that exciting? And they're, oh, I can't believe if it's really this bad. I'm thinking, and I just say, learn to praise God. Jesus is coming back soon. God told us it was going to get this way. Learn to praise him for it. God's showing us we're a step closer to the rapture. Amen. You see, one has learned to praise, one has learned to criticize. I want you to decide to be more of what God wants. I want you to enjoy life the way God wants you to enjoy it. I'm going to say something. The more you grumble and complain, the less life you enjoy. How can you enjoy life growling like a bear? Good night. You say, well, it's not the way I want. Well, get yourself out of the way. You got an eye problem. The problem is the very word you used, I. How about he? You see, I want you to enjoy the life God has for you, so you're going to have to praise your way through it. Praise will keep you from being offended. God says, seven times a day will I praise thee. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You say, preacher, do you get offended? No. Do I get disappointed? Everybody does, but I don't get offended. Say why? Because my hope isn't in people, it's in God and the Word of God. I've learned how to praise him. Let me help you today. Number one, praise is a command for all times, not just when it's going good. Amen. If you don't get anything, get this tonight. Praise is not just because something's going good. Praise is to be done whether it's going good or whether it's going down the drain. Amen. Praise is not about events. It's about the character to do right in spite of the events. Praise is not about happenings around you. Praise is about eternal things of God. Everybody doing okay? Praise is not some charismatic, oh, I just feel so good. No, that's not praise. Praise isn't waving your hands and swaying the hips and singing and saying, oh, I feel it, I got it, I got it. No, that's not praise. Praise is you get bad news and you get alone with God and say, God, you're so good. Let me take a few minutes and praise you for a moment. I got some tough news on Wednesday and a couple hours before church. You'd never know it. I got alone and got some praise time. I was on topside. Didn't change the bad news. But God got the praise he deserved. Did I like the event? Nobody does. But guess what? He got the praise, and I wasn't in the mully grubs. Did I feel like it? No, what I felt like doing was much different than what I did. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
Okay, hang on. Take your Bible, turn to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Let me show you what God says about praise. Psalm 34, look at verse number 1. Psalm 34, verse number 1. I will pray, bless the Lord at how many times?
All times.
Okay, you sound like a bunch of Methodists. I will bless the Lord at how many times?
All times.
All times. His what?
Praise.
Shall continually be in my mouth. He didn't say we should bless him when everything's going good.
Right.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Look at Psalm 35, verse 17. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Does it sound like he's in a good situation? But he said, I'll give thee praise. Skip down to verse number 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long.
Amen.
Turn to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Look at verse number 8. Psalm 107, verse number 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now listen to me. It did not say, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works to me. It said to the children of men. You know, I ought to learn to praise God when somebody else has good things happen. Even though it might be going down the commode for me. Everybody doing all right? Verse 15, verse 21, verse 31 all say the very same thing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Turn to Psalm 150. Let me show you how I know it's a command that we're to praise God. Psalm 150, look at verse number 6, last verse of the last chapter of the book of Psalms. We could go through the whole, I got a couple minutes, look at verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Does that sound like a request?
No.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Does it say anything about how good it's going for you? Huh. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, and praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Does it sound like God said, well, if you feel like it, do it? It's a command. And praise is about God. And rightness being done. Anyone can praise God when things are going good. You find out what you're made out of as a Christian when things aren't going good and you start praising God. Brother Roloff used to have a sign in his office that said, praise God anyhow. That's a pretty good statement, isn't it? Praise God anyhow. See, God wants us focused on the good, not criticizing what we don't like in something.
Amen.
We have a media that is negative and critical. There's no praise to it.
Right.
None. And we saturate ourselves with, and I'm going to use the word, worldly education. Many of you were brought up through public schools and you were taught constructive criticism, humanism. And it's filthy, it's vile, it's evil, and it's wrong. It's anti-Bible. Well, preacher, that's just what's in me. Then change what you are. Be more what God wants, not what the world trained you to be. Number two, before I get you madder. God made us to praise him. Go to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. I'm about to shout. I can't hardly stand still back here. I'm getting so excited. Revelation chapter 4, verse number 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy what? Pleasure. They are and were created. Now look at me. Are we created beings? Then we were created for his pleasure. Do you think God has pleasure in you talking about what you don't like in everything? Nitpicking at everything everybody does? Maybe we ought to live for his glory and his praise, not ours. Well, I'm doing it for God. Well, when God comes down through the word of God and puts your name in there and says you should do it until then, hush up. God did not appoint you his critic. We read Psalm 150, verses 1 through 5. We won't go back there, but it said, everything that hath breath should praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, if you cannot and you do not take time to praise God, what chance are you going to take on praising somebody else? Can I tell you why the workplace is so nasty? Because nobody praises God. Can I tell you why most bosses and most employees don't praise appropriately? Because they don't praise God. I wish you could be here during school hours and hear our kids. Hear our staff. The happiness. Kids going back and forth to the drinking fountain and the washroom and coming down the hall singing gospel songs. I'll take that over what they have in the public schools, and they're not sure which bathroom to use. Not a bunch of cursing and swearing and screaming and hollering at teachers. Everybody doing okay?
Amen.
You know, when you teach them to praise God, it's amazing what happens. By the way, God's going to get his praise one way or the other. Now, this is where it's going to hurt a little bit, but you'll get through it. Number three, we need to learn to praise in every area of our life, not just praise God. Now we're going to apply it to the seat of knowledge, amen? Look at Psalm 119 again, verse number 164. Psalm 119, verse 164. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. That does not say praise God, say the words praise God seven times a day and it's over. God says praise him seven times a day. If God wants us to praise him seven times a day, maybe, do you realize you're at work 8 hours? What if you found every hour you're at work something to praise somebody and God for while you're at work? Wonder what the work atmosphere would be like. When's the last time you walk up to a fellow employee and said, boy, did a good job on that. Thank you. Instead of, well, you got most of it done, but you didn't do this. How come you didn't? I'm just going to constructive criticize you for a moment. You got it done, but you should have done this and should have done this. That's not praise. That's your arrogance. Everybody doing okay? Maybe instead of wanting to blow your stack at work, take time and praise God every hour. Before you leave home, it ought not be time for criticism. It ought to be time for praise. We had a rule at our house. The kids' rooms had to be picked up before they left for school. They had to be picked up before they got breakfast. Not picked up, no food. No food for lunch either. Say, oh, preacher, yeah, they got the hint real quick because boys get hungry real fast. But there were days they did better than other days. And on the days they did real well, I tried to praise every chance I could. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, so is a man to his praise. Amen. You know, if somebody tells you you do a good job in a certain area, you're going to go back and do the same thing again. Amen. Maybe instead of criticizing, maybe you ought to praise more. You'll get more out of them.
That's
good. Boy, that's good stuff. Amen, preacher. God wants us to praise our family for the good they do, not focus on the negative. You're not supposed to be the drill instructor and say, well, you got three wrinkles in that. You got to do the bit again. And they're 4 years old. Or 14, or 12. Their brain falls out their ear and they act just like a three-year-old again. Now, wait a minute. There are some things that you need to learn to praise people for. When's the last time you praised your wife for having dinner and getting the groceries and doing the different things that she does? You have clean clothes. You know, you better be glad you don't have to do the laundry all the time. Or all the cooking. Some of you, the only cooking you can do is going to the restaurant. You know, I'm thankful for it. By the way, my wife will tell you, I work hard at trying to praise her for what she does, but at the same time, I work hard at trying to make sure I help her clean up.
Amen.
I work hard at it. Every Saturday night, we've been hosting families at our church, and we don't let anybody do the dishes. But after everybody's gone, man, we got a system down. Let me tell you, in about 5 to 6 minutes, kitchen's done. You say, why? Because we work together on it. Yeah, throw them all. No, it's not on paper plates. Yeah. And we don't fold up the paper tablecloth and throw it all in the trash. No. But can I tell you something? We've learned to work together on it. And I try to help her. If she's got a lot of extra things to do, I'll say, what can I do to help? Now, is it done exactly the way she does it? No, but three-fourths done is better than none. Y'all know what I'm talking about? There ain't no way no man's ever going to clean the way a woman's going to clean. But I'll get most of it. And that's better than none at all. And if it helps her, great. Maybe we ought to take time and praise instead of criticize. How about you do this? Find 7 things every day to compliment your spouse about. Find 7 things every day to compliment your children about. Find 7 things every day to compliment your fellow workers about. I'll guarantee in a week your life will be changed. Literally. The atmosphere around you will be changed. If you constantly have people grumbling around you all the time and grumbling at you, it's probably because you grumble more than they do. I'm going to speak for my staff for a second here, but we don't have much grumbling around here. Yeah, we don't do anything. We just laugh. No. Say why? Because there's things that could be done differently from time to time. And when it needs done that way, in the privacy of my office, I'll say, you know, I think next time if we do it this way instead, it might be a little better. Maybe we could fix it this way. I don't say, oh, you did that bad. There's been many a time I've looked at all of my staff and said, I didn't handle this right. It's my fault. Not your fault. It's my fault. I didn't train you right. I didn't do it wrong. They did. But they did it wrong because I didn't teach them how not to do it that way. You know, that takes the pressure off them. Puts pressure on me. But that's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it? I'll promise you, you'll have fewer fusses at home if you'll praise each other 7 times a day. You'll be busy looking for something good instead of finding something to fight about.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Brother James, Jim, you live by yourself. You have to find something good about the workers that help you, amen? I knew there was going to be somebody speak out on that one. Oh, you know, learn to praise people at work. Learn to praise the customers or whomever you're serving. Did you ever have one of those waiters or waitresses that you wish didn't come to work that night? Y'all know what I'm talking about? My wife and I were at Cracker Barrel the other day and it came to the table. It wiggled when it walked. It had rings on all its fingers and, "Why, hello there." And my wife looked at me and I went, "Ooh." Now, it wasn't bad, but every time it came to the table, "Hello, how are you?" I thought, how many times do we have to say hello? I mean, every time. But I did leave a tip like I normally would. You say, why? Did I enjoy that person's service? Not really. But they did do their job, and they did it rightly. Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
But did you ever have one of those that, man, they were Johnny on the spot, super attitude? Remember, we were, my wife and I were in, I think in New Jersey, with Brother Gelhausen, went out to eat with their family. And this guy came and he had, I think there was like 14 of us. And then he had other tables besides us. He didn't carry one of those little notepads to write down everything. He did everything from memory. He memorized what everybody wanted to drink, got their order, all the specialties that went with it, brought it out to the exact same spot. And he had a personality that went with it. When we were leaving, I asked for the manager. And the manager came and said, "Was something wrong?" I said, "No, sir, something was very right." I said, "I know a little something about people. I've been a Baptist preacher an awful long time." I said, "That young man right there, you ought to hire him into management." I said, "That's management material right there. That's the kind of young man right there that makes people come back and want to come to this business. Just so you know." He said, "Well, thank you. We get a lot of compliments on him." I said, I'm serious. I said, "He needs to be in management here." About a month later, Brother Gelhausen texted me. He said, "Brother Bush," he said, "I went back to that restaurant. Guess who the assistant manager is now?" He said, "That place is running better than it's ever run." I said, "You got the right guy in place, that's why." Do you ever take time to praise anybody for anything? You know, maybe we ought to praise our coworkers. I'm going to say this and be done. You cannot and will not praise others correctly until you take time to praise God every day correctly. I'm afraid that God's people grumble and complain and whine and fuss a whole lot more than they praise Him. We grumble and fuss and criticize and pick and nitpick and give our opinion all the time to everybody else on how we think it should be done. How about we learn to praise? 7 times a day will I praise Thee. Every head bowed, every eye closed. How guilty are we all on this one? Want to change the atmosphere where you work? Want to change the atmosphere at home? How about we learn to praise God and praise each other correctly?